Is this Lily Mae?
This is Lily Mae.
Hello. How are you? This is Brian Kluger.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Do you have time to talk for a little bit about some freaks?
Definitely.
All right. All right. Awesome. So, are you in Canada right now? Are you in Montreal?
I am, yes.
Are you enjoying Montreal and Fantasia Fest?
Yes, I'm loving Montreal. It's my first time here. And it's been a sort of whirlwind. I've just been nonstop moving and seeing the city and just getting to know other people here, and it's been great. It's been great.
Excellent. So I literally just finished the movie Some Freaks, which you star in, Lily Mae Harrington. That's how you pronounce your name, right?
Yes, it is. I literally just finished it, like, right now?
The what? Yeah, I literally just finished it. I'm covering it remotely, so I literally just watched it.
Oh, whoa. So cool. Okay, so it's very fresh in your mind then.
It is, and I enjoyed it so much. I wish the best for the film for you guys. So tell me, when you got the script, what did you immediately think of? Because it's a hell of a script. And just, what was your thought process reading it?
So I had only been in LA for, I guess, almost a year at that point. And, you know, the only other things that I was auditioning for were Disney things and our other little sitcom things and stuff, to be honest, that really was of no substance. So when I got the script, related to the dialogue and exactly what Ian wrote was exactly just how I naturally speak. So immediately that was amazing. And then, you know, being a full-figured woman, I very rarely get the opportunity, or it's not just never even written, for the full-figured woman to be the romantic lead. So immediately when I realized it was that, there was no question in my mind. Regardless of the whole triumph of having to lose 50 pounds, it was just kind of like, no, this is important socially for me. So I immediately went for it.
Awesome. Your chemistry with Thomas Mann was excellent on screen. And I've talked with him before, and he's an excellent talent and just a great guy. Did y'all have a lot of fun on set? Were there any jokes or pranks? And how did your chemistry come to be? What was it like, first meeting and then going on the journey?
I don't know if there are any jokes or pranks, but when you're in Rhode Island in the middle of January during multiple snowstorms, you don't have a choice. But we first met through a reading, because, you know, they do chemistry reads for a lot of romantic leads. So they'll bring in a bunch of girls, and then they bring in a bunch of guys and keep swapping them out to see what feels right. And me and Thomas were the first people to come in the room to do the chemistry read, and I was nervous as hell, so I do not remember it at all, but everyone there saying it was so great, whatever, and then, you know, as a safety, they still had me read with, like, 10 other dudes, but no one was as, it was very clear, I guess, when me and Thomas were in the room about the choice. So that was cool, and I was also a little nervous because he had, you know, done stuff, and I was just before I immediately got, you know, a lead in a feature. So I was pretty scared. And then we all met each other another time. And then after that, I think Thomas could see that I needed to, like, to feel a little more comfortable, and he was great and invited me out, and, you know, me, him, and Eli just kind of went around the city in L.A. together before really kind of get the nerves out there then, and then, And then, yeah, like I said, being in a hotel in Providence with, you know, snowstorm, it was like, we were like four, of Lachlan too, Eli Lachlan and Thompson, and we were like four kids in this haunted hotel just romping around each other's rooms and just like drinking in the hotel lobby. And that was all we could do. And we had to get to know each other, which was great.
That was great. That's good.
Yeah.
You really owned that role in every scene. One scene that sticks out to me is in front of, I believe, the college dorm when your character and Thomas's character kind of have a fight. And you just, how did you get into that mood? How did you get into that role, that scene right there?
Thank you. I appreciate that. On a college campus on a Saturday night in the middle of the night that we were shooting it. So it was an interesting environment because there are a lot of drunk college kids just walking around in between takes and stuff. And there are college kids like hanging out the window, watching it all happen. But it was just a lot of focus, like, through all of that, and just being able to be by myself for a little bit and get into it, and a lot of breathing, different breathing was really what I think helped the intensity of the scene. But, yeah, I mean, specifically that night, that's what I say. Helped me, but when I first read it, immediately, I mean, not everyone wants to say this, but immediately I connected to her harshness and connected to her defense mechanism at that. And so for me, I understood it immediately.
Right. No, it's. Yeah, no, I really love the film. Like I said, I can't wait to see it again. I've read, did a little research, and it seems like you know a thing or two about music and singing and instruments. Would that be correct?
Oh, yeah, a little bit, yeah. Beginning, learning to know more day by day.
And you play instruments, right?
Yeah, I play the ukulele. Honestly, mainly the ukulele is the instrument I'm strongest at, though I do play the guitar as well, and I mainly write on the guitar, and I also play some piano.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I took up ukulele a few years ago, so it's a...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a fun instrument to play.
It is. It's so great. You can make anything sound so beautiful on it, and it's great to travel with, so I think that's why I've gotten the best at the ukulele, just because I've had the most time with it, you know?
Yeah, the first song I learned on the ukulele was Science Fiction Double Feature, Rocky Horror Picture Show. But since you're into music, you do all this stuff, what's, and I assume you have probably a cool music collection, record collection, right?
You know what? I'm actually horrible at collecting all that stuff. But you know who's great at it and who's helped me a lot is Thomas.
Oh, okay.
Thomas is awesome at finding music and putting together playlists. And whenever I would, like, about to go on a plane or about to go on a trip and I want new music, I literally text him and tell me all about it. And, you know, he's always paying attention to that stuff. I don't even have a record player yet. I know, I'm so basic.
What are you currently listening to right now? What's the most interesting thing you're listening to?
Most interesting thing I'm listening to. I would say in the last year or so, the person that I've heard that is like for me, I find an artist, I like listen to their whole thing for like a few months and kind of become obsessed with them. Is Tune Yards.
Okay.
And know if you know June Yards at all, but she's a crazy, powerful woman with a soulful voice that just is doing inventive, crazy things that, with her voice, just, like, amazed. And it's, she's so wonderful and just gives such an incredible energy. So, yeah, I would say that. And I actually listened to her to get pumped up last night before the premiere.
Sweet, sweet. Was the premiere awesome last night? Did you have a good time?
It was awesome, yeah. That's why my voice all groggly, because, you know, we were celebrating afterwards. Fantasia. The whole crew and producers and actors are very, very close, very much a family. So it was definitely a family affair and an emotional experience. And I'm just so happy that the world has finally seen it, or some part of the world, 150 people in Canada.
Sweet. And a few other people around the world remotely.
Exactly.
Since you're, seems like you're a pretty big fan of, you know, the arts, you know, film, theater, what are some of your favorite scenes from movies that have always stuck with you, that inspire you?
Musical scenes?
No, just like any movie, like, and just any scene from a movie that, like,
scene
from movies that really inspire you.
Definitely say, and also what, like someone pointed out to me last night, is very, hits you like the end of The Graduate in a way, where you look at these two people and you're like, are they supposed to be together? I'm almost happy that they're back together and everything worked out, but are they supposed to be together? And it just kind of lingers like that. And I love the end of The Graduate like that, obviously. And everybody does. And, you know, that's, those, their faces in that scene are just a constant fear that I think everybody has in relationships of, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, so I did that. I'm trying to think of another. I'm blanking.
It's all right. That's a great one. You can't really top The Graduate. That's a fantastic film.
No, I know.
But thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me while you're up in Canada. I wish the best to all of y'all for the movie.
Thank you so much, Brian. It was lovely to talk to you, and I'm excited that you liked it.
I did. Enjoy the rest of your day, all right? Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right.
You too.